We have Les Brown back on the show. Les is joining me in studio, live and in person. Get in here, boy. Les is, he's phenomenal. We've had so much fun over the last several weeks. I've just really gotten to know Les, and I've known him before, but we've had a lot of fun hanging out here. He's been donating a ton of time to KPFK and helping us out with our fun drive here. And he is joining us back again on the Aware Show. Not only a motivational speaker. He is a brilliant man, a visionary, not a chemist. I don't know where I came up with that.
I don't know where you get all these other things. I'm just cornbread. I'm not any of those things you're talking about.
You don't know where
I'm just Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy.
This is true. Thank God. Thank you, Mrs. Mamie Brown, because we wouldn't have your wonderfulness blessing our presence today on the airwaves.
That's true. And people who knew my mother said, but they call me Mamie's boy because our personalities are so similar. And I have a quote that I love very much that God took me out of my biological mother's womb and placed me in the heart of my adopted mother.
Oh, see, now that's a great way of looking at adoption. Mm-hmm. It is. I mean, I think adoption is part of this natural plan on Earth.
Oh, yeah,
I really
absolutely.
Do.
Yeah, I wasn't given away. I was chosen with love.
Right, but that's the soul's path, and your path was most likely with Mamie Brown, and your birth mother was just the conduit to get you here.
And I'm grateful that she decided to do that.
Right. See, because the soul.
Because she didn't have to do that.
You had to come in somehow.
Right.
And that's what birth mommies are for. Mm-hmm. They're conduits. They're great. And then that's going to be a whole other show. All right. Here we are with Les Brown. And I want to just say, the response from the last time you were on the show was ginormous, if that is a word. It was just huge. We raised $17,000 in the hour that you were on. And I think the reason is, especially in this economy, to raise that kind of money is because people are fed up with all of the other BS. And we need a little hope, and we need a little inspiration, and we need a little reality, and we need to get out of our way, and we need to stop listening to the fear, and we need to move through it all.
Well, I think that people that call and order the product Choosing Your Future, they feel that there is a part of them that they're not getting in touch with, and that what Choosing Your Future does, it connects you with your internal GPS that leads you to live your authentic life. And the good thing
about GPS, that's hot. I love that.
Yeah, that the good thing about what's going on right now in the economy, and a lot of people perhaps will take exception to this, are the millions of people that are being laid off on their jobs.
Oh, yeah.
That's the good thing because...
That's a good thing?
Absolutely, it's a good thing. First of all, let's look at the reality. Number one, 86% of Americans go to jobs that they hate. That's number one. So when you spend 40 hours a week doing something that you don't love to do, and you have a boss or people that you're working around that's not in alignment with the purpose that you were chosen to live, and you're living somebody else's mission on earth and not your own, and you're doing work that's out of alignment with you, that's toxic to your spirit. That's why on Monday morning between 6 a.m. and 10 a.m., we have the dubious distinction to have the highest level of heart attacks on Monday morning. It increases by 35%. People getting ready, going to jobs that they hate, that they were not chosen to live. So now you have millions of people who are being laid off from jobs, who are not laid off, who are being freed up, who are being released to live their dreams, to bring out their books, to bring out their inventions, to bring out their new ideas, to create some new thinking, to begin to create a new belief system, to begin to expand their lives because they were living in an out of alignment. There are more people who are more focused on how to get online than to get in line with their purpose, with their reason for being here.
I'm all about possibilities, but I need to bring in some real life situations that are going on right now. A friend of mine who's just an amazing, amazing lady, she just went to school and got her teaching credential. Now, this woman has taken care of kids all her life and is such a giant, beautiful soul, heart. She got her teaching credentials. the education system would be blessed to have her in the system.
Yes.
She cannot get a job.
That is not true.
Why not?
First of all, it's not that she cannot get a job. It's that she is limited in how she sees herself, and she has an old idea. Right now, we need some new ideas.
Listen to what I'm saying.
Listen, you're buying into her thinking. That's the thinking of limitation. Listen to what I'm saying.
It's reality.
No, it's not reality.
You blow me up.
That is not reality. Okay. It's about what we create. We are cause, not results. We are cause. We create what we want. She has to get a new idea of how she's going to use her talent and her education. And it's not about the job. Obviously, she's not mentally fit to work for a job. What she needs to do is do like Mary McLeod Bethune did. Mary McLeod Bethune lived in a time where black people were not allowed to go to school with white people. So guess what she did? She created Bethune-Cookman College. That's what she did. So what she has to do now is find another way. Remember the book Future Shock by Alvin Toffler? He said education of the future will be created not by public schools, but by individuals with innovative ideas. So now what she has to do is take her ideas and say, wait a minute, I can't get a job. However, there are other people who are looking for some place where they can send their children. They don't have to worry about violence. They have to worry about them going through electrical devices, determining if people have weapons on them. They don't have to worry about all the other kinds of distractions and dysfunctions that are existing. And they're looking for someone that will focus on their kids, who care about the kids, who love their kids, who hold themselves to higher standards, who will teach kids more than reading, writing, and arithmetic, but teach them how to be enlightened human beings, teach them how to make decisions, teach them how to begin to make a decision about the future they want for themselves. They're molding now what they will be in the future. So this is a time where she has to take this old idea of how she can use her talents and abilities and begin to use them in a new way in this new economy where knowledge is the new currency.
Well, she has come into this country from a place where half of her family was killed. I mean, she got to this country and she has made a whole new life for herself. So if she could do that,
she can do this. Yes.
That's true.
See,
we all have a story, Lisa.
We all have a story. Yeah. And what we can do, remember, good economies and bad economies come and go. How we decide to negotiate it, how we engage it, what we do, the economy doesn't matter. The president's stimulus package doesn't matter. What matters is us. We're acting like we are non-entities. We are cause. We have been given authority and power and dominion, but most people go through life as volunteer victims. We have to begin to understand that we can make a decision right now of how we choose to forward our lives. That's the great opportunity that we have right now when you're freed up from a job. Had I not been fired, and Marion White was right when he said in life, when you don't have enough insight and courage to know that you've outlived the situation and it's time to move on, life will move on you. Had I not been fired, I would never became a state legislator. I'd never became a community activist. I'd never became an author. I'd never became a talk show host,
speaker,
a motivational speaker.
Right.
All of those things came out adversity. And so now is the time for us to, first of all, to stop and think, to get grounded. That's what we have to do.
All right. I'm going to read an email from a wonderful listener. It says, first, let me say thank you. I love your show. And I used to spend my lunch time sitting in my car, eating lunch and listening to the show. I lost my job Thursday, February 12th. I had no idea it was coming. My boss stated I was unfit for the position when I asked why I was not given a clear answer. She feels like she is not good enough. She feels like a loser. She said, I feel like such a loser. I feel like she's in social services.
Yes.
God bless her.
She loves to help people.
She's in social services and she lost her job saying she wasn't a fit after 26, long time. So what do we tell her?
What we tell her is what Mike Jones said to me. I just finished talking to Mike Jones. Mike Jones listened to Choosing Your Future, this program that we're offering. Mike Jones has been blind since he was 10 years old. Mike Jones is 52 right now. Mike Jones just completed a multi-million dollar deal. He built a facility providing social services programs. Now, if Mike Jones can't see, just imagine going through life with your eyes closed.
This is right now, currently?
Right now. Right now. Mike Jones is doing that right now. I just finished talking to him on the telephone. He and I are doing a motivational event on the 23rd of March in Philadelphia. He's doing a lecture on how to earn over $200,000 a year with your eyes closed. Mike Jones does over $1 million a year, and he's blind. Now, I met Mike Jones. He came from Philadelphia to Chicago to a training I did, and he came on a train. First time he traveled by himself without a cane and without a dog, by himself.
Wow.
By himself. He got there and went back home. He was collecting a Social Security check. Now Mike Jones is a millionaire. What changed? His thinking, his mindset. It doesn't matter about the circumstances. What matters about how we see ourselves. She obviously is not suited for a job. And so the universe says, I have something higher for you. There's something bigger for you.
I have something else you want to do. Well, I want to play this clip from this CD set that we're talking about today. This is Les Brown's CD set called Choosing Your Future. This entire show is about possibilities, folks. You hear enough on all the other stations about what's not possible. Let's just spend this hour and a half to talk about what is possible. I want you to listen to this clip. This is Les Brown, ladies and gentlemen.
So what I want you to do, where you want to go, what you want to do, that all of us, if you're talking about going up higher, raising the stakes, we used to jump in the backyard. And with my brother and sister, we get a stick and we hold it in one, we run and jump over. Then we raise it up a little bit more. Somebody else will run and jump over. Well, the higher the stick was raised, the further back you had to run. And the more you had to put into it in order to propel yourself over it. Well, when you're looking at your life and you're looking at going from here up here, you're going to encounter some resistance. So part of what is necessary for you to begin to develop the consciousness that will enable you to tap into the power of creation in you as you concentrate, knowing that you've got this power, this stuff, this specialness in you to overcome anything that you're involved in, anything that you have experienced, anything that you have gone through, that what's important is in putting it to the test, that every chance you get, you remind yourself that you've got what is required in order to move your life forward. And every day, keep telling yourself and feeling inside yourself being strong enough and more than able and capable of coming back, of making this happen. That there's a part of you now that you've got to call into being. It's there. It's dormant. And because you haven't used it, it's not developed yet, this creative power that you have. See, most of us only believe in things that we can see, but there's more to us than what meets the eye, the physical eye. And as you begin to do this, and I want you to do this with me, here's what's necessary for you to tap into this power you have within you. One is, as you look at it, begin to feel differently. Set up in your chair and square your shoulders. And you know, if you ever watch athletes during the Olympics or anybody getting ready for any major sporting event, they don't just drive by a ring and say, oh, they're in there. I got to fight there tonight. Good. Let me walk up there. Good. Give me a pair of trunks right quick so I can come in here and fight. People that are Olympic divers, they don't just, it's my time, just run out there and just jump right off. People that are high jumpers, they stand back and they watch and they look a long time. They're seeing it. They're visualizing it. They are experiencing it. They see themselves going up over it. I want you to do that. I want you. You got to have some fear when you're looking at your goals. Don't ignore that. Acknowledge that fear. You've got some nervousness and some tension when you look at where you want to go. Might be some major decision you got to make, and you feel it in your guts. When I'm dealing with a major challenge, my shoulders get tight. My neck. I'm dealing with something major. I do this a lot, loosening myself up. Sometimes I feel it in my guts. What we've got to do is get in touch with our feelings, acknowledge what we're feeling, but also connect with that part of us that knows that you're powerful, that you've got some special stuff in you, and that your circumstances, they don't determine you. You determine your circumstances. It's a difference between being a thermometer and being a thermostat. A lot of people are thermometers. They fluctuate with life. Things are going well, they feel good and they're positive and they have a yes I can attitude. Things don't go well, now they're depressed. They're up and down. Any wind that comes along. But when you are a thermostat, you don't let the circumstances determine you. You go into a cold room, you make it warm. You go into a negative situation, you make it positive. Because you see yourself differently than a thermometer does. There are a lot of people that allow their circumstances to dictate how they feel, what they're going to experience. But there's something, a part of you, the perfect essence of who you truly are. No one can touch that. And there you have the power to determine how you're going to respond to anything. Most thermometers go through life reacting to everything. But thermostats respond.
This is your opportunity right now to shift, folks. This is Lisa Garr. You're listening to The Aware Show. My guest is Les Brown. This is the voice that you were just hearing is Les's voice. This is from the CD set that is available and is our hottest item here at the KPFK Fund Drive because Les had no idea what he was getting into. You're donating so many of these to the station. And
People need this. I've been there. Lisa, you're looking at someone that was told 12 years ago, you have cancer. You're looking at someone that during the time when I was diagnosed with prostate cancer, my PSA now is 471.
Wow.
All right? And that stands for prostate-specific antigen. 1 to 4 is normal. And I'm cancer-free, debt-free, and drama-free. But you're looking at someone that was told, you have cancer. I was taking care of my mother who had breast cancer, and I was going through a divorce. Any one of those things can take a person out.
And that's when you recorded this?
Yes, and I'm saying to you that when you are going through things, your self-definition is more important than what has happened to you.
All right, I want to see
how you see yourself. And this choosing your future, people cannot listen to this and be depressed. You cannot be motivated. It will change how you feel because when you are not connected with your power, you can't focus, you can't concentrate. It drains your energy.
It is so true. 818-985-KPFK. I want to see 10 people right now inspire your life. If you're stuck in a rut, if you are depressed, if you have lost your job, if you're immobilized, you need to find some voice of inspiration out there. And it is not on mainstream media right now. It is here. It is on KPFK and it is for you. It is for you. 818-985-KPFK. This show is for you. Les Brown is for you. The CD set is for you. And the station is for you. So support us here. 818-985-KPFK. And here's the reason why. The pledge that I'm asking for is a $150 pledge. This is a 6-CD set. 6 CDs of incredible inspiration and stories and things you will hook on to the next time that you feel that you're getting challenged or met adversity or like this wonderful listener who lost her job. You know, change is good. It is not always easy. It is always good. That's what I have learned. 818-985-5735. Choosing Your Future is the name of the CD set. 6 CDs come in this CD in this beautiful box set. And it's only a $150 pledge to the station. And in the CD set, you will hear about, it says, just because fate doesn't deal the right cards doesn't mean you should give up. It just means you have to play the cards to it. You get to their maximum potential. That is what Les Brown has said on these CDs. It's about possibilities. It's about creating any type of possibilities. I mean, if you've gone through any type of hardship, even divorce, even where there's a breaking of relationships or hearts or whatever, you need inspiration to keep moving. All right, the number here is 818-985-5735. I want to see 10 lines light up right now. Right now we have 5 lit up, so let's go for 5.
But let them also
calling.
Know when they call that they will not only get this program. We're going to do a 3-month program with the people that call.
I forgot about
and that's
that.
We're going to do a coaching program because I'm going to share some other things with them. See, when you when you have what choosing your future does, it helps you become emotionally healthy. When you are not feeling good, you can't be motivated. When you're not feeling good, you can't focus. When you're not feeling good, you make bad decisions. Your judgment is not good. It's not clear. You feel drained. It's hard to get up and pull yourself together. The things you know you should do, and you just can't bring it together because you're out of alignment. This lady that wrote you, she said now she's fat. She's gained weight. See, there are a lot of people fat because of what they eat, but even more are fat because of what's eating them.
Yes.
I read a book one time called Who's the Matter with Me? This woman is out of alignment. They are blessing her by firing her. You know why? Because you can't feel good when you got a toxic boss, you're working in a toxic environment around people day in and day out, and you have to deal with the politics of the job and the pressures and stress of that job, and the job is not even you. You're not even living your authentic life. You're living somebody else's mission. That wreaks havoc on you emotionally and mentally and physically, and you feel drained all the time.
And your relationships around you.
It affects you. It affects your emotional well-being. It affects your relationships. It affects your performance and how you show up in life. That's why those people that are being laid off, they're being freed up so they can do that which they're supposed to do, because in them are inventions. In them are ideas. In them is new thinking. In them are new economies. We have to create our own stimulus package. We have to bail ourselves out. We have the power in us to do more than we could ever begin to imagine. Einstein said, we only use 3% of our talents and abilities and skills. So we have so much more. And so we have to begin to focus, to go within. And during this coaching series that I have with the people, I guarantee you they will reach 80%, minimum of 80% of their goals.
All right, so these are weekly coaching calls.
Yes.
For 3 months, every week on the phone with Les, included in the $150 plan.
In addition to that, we're going to do a full-day training called It's Not Over Until You Win.
Oh, man. All right.
I'm going to do this one time. And the reason I'm going to do it one time, and first of all, I'm here because somebody inspired me. Somebody encouraged me. I'm here because somebody believed in me. And so at this stage of my life, it's about how can I give back? How can I help someone else? Let me share something with you. Mr. Washington, and I'll see him this week. I'll see him. He is a man who said to me, Mr. Brown, when I was labeled educable mentally retarded in school and they called me the dumb twin, he said, Mr. Brown, someone's opinion of you does not have to become your reality. He's blind from glaucoma now. And I'll never forget, I took him to breakfast about 4 years ago, and I took him home and I was walking him up to steps. I said, step up now, sir. And I took his hand and put it on the door. I said, Mr. Washington, listen, sir, there's a new breakthrough in eye surgery that you can perhaps have an operation that will allow you to improve your vision. And he said, thank you for that. He said, however, I'm fine. You know, I've seen a lot and I'm comfortable where I am. I said, but sir, whatever I can do to help you see, I want to help you do that. He said, you've helped me a lot. He says, Les, seeing is not just with the eyes.
Mm.
Okay. He said, I have inner vision.
In different ways.
And so I said, okay, well, thank you. But if you need anything, let me know. He said, you've been very kind and you've given me a lot of credit for the small role that I played in your life. And so I said, okay, you take care, but call me if you need me. And as I was about to get in my car, he said, Mr. Brown. I said, yes, sir. He said, come to me. I said, yes, sir. He said, come closer. I said, yes, sir. What's up? He said, there is something you can do. And I said, what is it, Mr. Washington? Anything, just tell me. He said, I don't know what I said and how I touched you to cause you to become who you are. He said, but whatever that was, you want to do something for me? I said, yes, sir. He said, pass it on.
And you are doing that.
Whatever.
Yeah.
That was. He used to say love, happiness, and perfume are love and happiness are perfumes you can't sprinkle on others without getting a few drops on yourself. I'm not wearing any crown. I'm still growing. I'm still developing.
Right.
I'm still stretching. I'm like the lady who said, Lord, I ain't what I want to be. I ain't what I'm going to be, but thank God I sure ain't what I was. And for people who can feel me in their heart, they're my assignment. I don't want everybody. Everybody's not like me. I'm a little off in the head. I marched to the beat of a different drummer. We're going to have some fun up in here. But people who are ready to live their authentic life, I encourage them to call down, to pledge, to be a part of the coaching and the full day seminar call. It's not over until you win.
Give me a minute here. It's not over till you win.
Until you win.
All right. I want to talk to the listeners here. The phone number is 818-985-5735. Now, here's what the deal is. What else can you do for $150 that gets you 3 months of coaching? Les calls me almost every other morning at 8:30 in the morning. I pick up the phone. I don't care what I'm doing. I just know that I could start where we ended the last conversation. It just rolls. It just rolls. And I love that. And Les has such a way of getting you. I mean, there's just no permission to be stuck when you speak with him. And so it's a 6-CD set for $150. Included in that $150 pledge is weekly coaching calls for 3 months and a 1-day training seminar called It's Not Over Till You Win, which will blow your mind. And you can bring a friend.
Yes.
I threw that in.
Right.
I think
we said that last time. Yes. You just forgot.
Yes. All right.
Oh, by the way, I was 65 yesterday.
Happy.
I'm doing that. When we listen to toxic information day in and day out, that short circuits your power. And the other thing is, do you realize the power of the seminar that we're going to do? It allows people to connect and to relate to other people. The average person spend 8 hours and 11 minutes a day in front of a screen. And less than 3 minutes talking in their personal relationships a week. Do you hear me? We spend less than 3 minutes a week looking each other in the eye, talking to each other. Most people, most relationships, the people in their relationships spend more time looking at a computer screen than looking in each other's eyes. I dare you to find me a couple, a married couple, that spend 3 to 4 hours a day looking in each other's eyes and talking about their feelings, talking about their purpose, talking about their dreams, talking about who they are and getting an expanded vision of themselves. Most people go to jobs that they hate and then come home and spend time on a computer
and texting.
All right. And watching other people on television live their lives because they don't have a life.
Listen, the number here is 818-985-KPFK. I have not seen enough lines light up yet. And the reason is because I don't think we've explained what's going on here.
Well, yes, because we have some thermostats out there who are ready to take their lives to the next level. That's your part. I'm doing
my part. That's my job. Okay. It's 818-985-5735 is the phone number to call. And the $150 pledge to the station not only supports KPFK and listener-sponsored radio, which is what we are on here, 24/7. And the only way that this volunteer-run organization exists is by sponsors like you. Got that covered. And the other part of this is a deal.
And let me just say this. We just got notification. We only have 21 slots left. We only have 21 because the room is limited as how we can accommodate people. And we have over 136 people that have already responded.
Oh, great.
So the first 21 people that call, we're going to have to close this out.
Okay.
What we will do is we will make available for them the products, Choosing Your Future, that will connect you to your GPS, your internal GPS, that will lead you to living your authentic life and your personal power to do more, have more, and to experience more. And you will get weekly coaching on how to begin to get unstuck and take your life to the next level, and a full-day seminar called It's Not Over Until You Win. The first 21 people that call will be a part of that.
All right, 818-985-5735. Did you hear that? The first 21 people that call, 818-985-KPFK. All right, I see three lines that just lit up right now. That's going to leave about 18 people to call. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number call. There's another line that just lit up. That's 17 spots left. 818-985-5735. $150 pledge. Now, it's not only just for you folks. This 6-CD set and the weekly coaching calls for 3 months is for you, but you can bring a friend to the 1-day training, and it's not over, the 1-day training called It's Not Over Till You Win. And you will. I mean, wherever you are in life, you will change your situation, because coaching with Les doesn't give you any space to be any other way. It doesn't.
But you know, we all of us at different times need to be distracted from our own stuff. I did not do what I'm doing now for 14 years because I don't have a college education. And I felt, who would listen to me? What do I have to say? Why would anybody listen? I don't have a college education. I never worked for a major corporation. I don't have a book. I'm not rich. I'm not successful. So why would anybody will take the time to listen to me? All of us is what it's Martin Seligman. He wrote a book called Learn Optimism. All of us have to struggle and deal with what is called our self-explanatory style, how we define ourselves. And how most of us define ourselves is based upon what other people think about us. And the value of choosing your future, it begins to override the negative things that have been said to us and begin to give us a vision of ourselves beyond our circumstances and mental conditioning. Like the lady who wrote you about this job. She is more than her job. She can create a job. She can create a community center. She can get together with other people and start brainstorming on how she can use her skills in education and social work and begin to serve families that need her services. So we have been conditioned because we go to school and they teach us to read, writing, arithmetic, and the corporations determine the curriculum so that the schools become a feeding system for them. So we've been conditioned to think in terms of jobs. When the job plan is gone, the 40 hours a week, 40 years, that plan is gone, the 40-40 plan, where you can work 40 hours a week for 40 years doing the same thing. This is a global economy, not a domestic economy. This is the era of accelerated change, overwhelming complexity, and tremendous competition. This is a brand new day. We have to constantly reinvent ourselves. The average person will have at least 5 different careers. So, but we've been educated for 12 years just thinking of a job, the journey of the broke, when they have the potential in them to do more than work for somebody, they can work for themselves. That's the new thinking that is required. That's the new belief system that is now being introduced.
Let me ask you about this working for yourself entrepreneurial thing. I've been an entrepreneur, you know, for 20 years, and one of the most challenging days for me is Monday. Because I don't have anywhere to go and to punch in and to be on somebody else's agenda. I have to create it myself. I have to get on the phone.
Yes, you only eat if you kill something. Yes.
I have to be the self-starter. I cannot phase out, drift off, check out, sleep in, call in sick. There is no one to call in sick to. It is me. And that is sometimes, for me, my hardest day is Monday. And I mean, sometimes I thank God there's like
now,
holidays.
Now, what can you do about that? What can you do about that?
Tell me. I don't know. That's what I'm asking you.
But if you had some idea, what would that be using your imagination?
I could set up a routine for myself on Mondays that can get me into action.
Okay. And what would that look like?
What would that look like? Phone calls, outreach, communicating with contacts, making things happen. There's plenty of stuff I have to do.
Developing other strategic relationships.
Yes.
Okay.
Doing
now,
one thing
yes,
or two things.
Yes, because it's about strategy, having a game plan. It's about synergy, working with other people. One goose can fly 75% further in formation.
Yes.
It can fly 45% further in formation with other geese than it can ever fly by itself. So you can do more. Let me just show you in my particular situation. I don't tell you this to impress you, but to impress upon you the value of strategic relationships and why Dr. Dennis Kimbrough said, I believe, if you're the smartest one in your group, you need to get a new group. The most money I've ever earned on my own was over $260,000 in an hour and a half. Speaking to 8,000 people, okay, $260,000. Then through strategic relationships with some other people in my industry, I earned $410,000 in 1 hour speaking to 500 people.
Wow.
Okay.
That'll do.
Yes. Now, the reason why we're having the training, the reason why we're having the coaching, people will not only have a strategy, but through this synergy, these masterminds, these great ideas,
when you put
5, 6, 7, 8, 20,
yes.
or 30 other great minds,
yes.
caring minds on a so-called problem, you're going to come up with some solutions that are 100 times better.
You are right. Being in that room is going to be invaluable.
But
you
also
right.
being on the coaching calls, you're
yes.
going to get some breakthroughs.
Yes.
The Oliver Wendell Holmes says that once a man or woman's mind has been expanded with an idea, concept, or experience, it can never be satisfied to going back to where it was.
I'm excited. I want to be on these calls.
Yes.
All right.
So most people spend more time in front of a screen rather than interacting with other individuals about their dreams, about their potential, about their goals, and what their purpose. We want to get people engaged in being proactively living their lives on purpose, moving in the direction of what it is they want to achieve. That's what Choosing a Future will do. That's what this coaching program will do. And that's what this full-day seminar experience will do for them. It will give them a major breakthrough and introduce them to a part of themselves that they're not familiar with right now.
One of the CDs and some of the ones that we played the last time Les was on was about hooking back into your purpose. And the only way you're going to ever create any type of financial freedom is if your purpose is aligned with that financial freedom. And he has you write on a gold card your goals.
Yes.
And
we have some other instruments that they're going to get that's going to blow
their interactive
minds.
Very yes. Interactive seminar. By the way, there are only 10 spaces left for the seminar right now. I would get on this on the phone, 818-985-KPFK. Let's see if we can get Les to extend this for us, but you got to call first, 818-985-5735.
Yeah, and I think that, first of all, this is not for everybody. See, a person convinced against their will is of the same opinion still. We want people who can feel me in their hearts as I speak, people who feel that, you know, Les, I've been thinking about what I want to do, or I've been doing all that I possibly can. And it seemed like the harder I work, the deeper the hole that I dig for myself. See, I know what it is to feel mentally drained. I know what it was like going to the doctor, and they give me an MRI. And let me tell you something. I suffer, excuse me, let me watch my languaging. I'm overcoming the challenge of suffering from claustrophobia. So
okay.
Having an MRI is a very uncomfortable experience for me. Mm-hmm. It does not feel good.
Yeah,
all right. To have strangers look at you. I remember one of my last days in the hospital, and they came in, and these new interns and these new medical students, they start putting his gloves on and reaching for the petroleum jelly. I said, excuse me, look here. Shop is closed today. You guys aren't coming up in here today. I'm giving you permission to share your notes. Nobody else is coming up here and going up in my butt. Ain't that kind of party. Homie ain't doing that today. Y'all go out in the hall and talk to each other. This is it. And in bed, I got angry. I said, let me tell you something. I'm not just going to lay up here and let them cut it out, burn it out, or drug it out. I've got to become an active participant in my healing
yes.
process.
Yes.
And so but before I was like, I was a non-entity. There are people who are looking at television, reading the newspaper, listening to see what the Congress is going to do and what the Senate will do and what will President Obama will do. It's called a Messiah complex. Nobody's going to save us from us, but us. We are it. You're not a non-entity. We are cause. We're not a result. We have to live our lives from cause, and this is what this coaching will do, because you can't see the picture when you're in the frame. This is what Choosing Your Future will do when you listen to it. It will connect you with your personal power. This is what this full-day seminar will do, interacting with other achieving driven people who are showing up in life and saying, you know what, I want more and want to connect with some other people to make
yes,
that happen.
Yes, the networking that'll happen. This is so much fun being here. 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. Okay, we're having a party in here today. This is Lisa Garr. You're listening to The Aware Show on KPFK. And this is the extended version of The Aware Show for this particular fun drive. My guest is Les Brown. That is the voice that you're hearing. That's the voice that you're hearing on these CDs that we're offering during the fun drive. $150 pledge. Here's the offer right now. $150 pledge to KPFK not only gets you this incredible six CDs of Les's very, very motivational stories and experiences and lessons, but takes you to the opportunity to have weekly group coaching calls with Les for 3 months, for 90 days, which he said is guaranteed for you to produce 87% of your results. Is that
you
what you said?
They will achieve a minimum of 87% of their goals. And they will not only hear me, but other people that have gone through my training and other people that are successful that are dealing with the same challenges that they're dealing with that will give them some breakthroughs. But the other thing is creating an experience for people, because if information can change people, everybody would be skinny, rich, and happy. So it's not about the information.
That's true. It's about the experiences
that we have that begins. But also experiencing what we will give them, their processes, their activities, their moments to reflect and to think. More people spend time on Google trying to get some information than they spend time asking the question, who am I? What is it that I want? What will make my marriage work? What will make my life work? What will give me a sense of fulfillment? What will give me peace of mind? What will eliminate this panic and anxiety that I'm feeling right now?
All right. So 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call. 818-985-5735. We have hit the limit on the spaces.
Yeah,
can we open it up in terms
of the phone. Well, first of all, let's have people call who are serious. This is not for everybody. People that are serious right now, we want them to call right now. What's the number again?
818-985-KPFK. Can we open it up?
Well, let's see if we get enough people first. Let's see what happens, and then we can talk about that. But let's go to the next excerpt and talk about what it is that let people hear the product and how it's going to impact their lives.
Okay. That's going to the CD set, Les Brown. You're listening to From the CD Set, Choosing Your Future.
Have a friend that's in town named Patricia Wingard, who told me she wanted to be a speaker, and she's out here in this race with what she has. And Patricia, who was in an abusive marriage and raised her children, and they're now grown, she said, Les, I'm working on my stuff. I want to speak. I want to train and listen to one of my tapes. I got on a plane flying to New Jersey the other night. I said, well, I looked down in the chair. I said, well, I'll just listen to this and just go to sleep. And she came on the tape saying, I want to talk to you about choice, challenge, and change. I set up my chair. I said, come on, talk to me, Pat. Talk to me. I mean, she came on with power. You knew when she spoke that she was serious. That's how you want people to know when they look at you, that you're serious. That as you have that kind of intensity, have that kind of knowing, have that kind of faith, as you believe that good things are supposed to happen to you, as you know that you are qualified to have this, it is your right. You have earned this. You're willing to pay the price night and day. Giving up sleep, paying enormous personal relationships for what you want. See, sometimes life will do something to you. A friend of mine, Rhea, said she was working on a contract and the guy that had the power to make the decisions had her doing all kinds of different things. And she finally landed the contract after some very frustrating, or no, she called it character building experiences. She said, I developed a lot of character dealing with him. And she said, she asked him, she said, why did you take me through all those changes? And his response was, I just wanted to see how bad you wanted it. You know how life does that to us? Life will test you like that. How bad do you really want it? Les Brown, how bad you want it? Huh? I'm going to take your car. You're going to have creditors calling you every day. How focused can you be? Huh? You're going to have judgments filed against you, garnishy judgments against you. You're going to lose all of the materialistic things you have. How positive can you be now? You're going to lose your job. And people who you thought will help you won't be there for you. Where is your feeling of being empowered, having the capacity to create now? That's going to happen to you in life. And I say that what's necessary is that you stand courageously, daringly, that you become bold. In spite of this, I'm not giving up on my dream. Come with your best shot because I'm here to stay. That kind of declaration at what you want. Life will say, let's get back. Let her through. Let her through. No, no. Come on in. That one won't stop. Let's go get another wimp today. And that's why you read your books. You read, you write your goals down, and you write down ideas that come to you, and you look at your pictures, and you experience deep the emotion. I want you right now, I want you to just join me in feeling the feeling that I'm debt free. Just feel what it would be like having all your bills paid off. Just experience what that would be. Just smile right now. Experience right now some problem you had in your relationship. You thought it was over. You thought it was down to two. But because you were willing to make a commitment to do what you can to bring it to another level and being willing to get off being right. I said, you know what we want and what we have is far greater than our petty differences. I love you. Do you love me? Yeah. Well, I tell you what, I get mad from here up. So let's put that mad out. Can we talk a little bit?
That is the voice of Les Brown. You are hearing on KPFK. This is a special extended version of the Aware Show. And we are here for you, basically. We are here for the listeners. And the phone number here is 818-985-5735. That is one of the tracks from one of the CDs that is available for you during this fund drive. It's called Choosing Your Future. It's one of the hottest items going here during the fund drive because there are not a lot of conversations out there right now talking about possibilities. All we hear in the news and mainstream media is scarcity, lack of possibility, what the debt is, how many people have been late, whatever. What we need to do is we need to hear a conversation of possibilities. We need to understand what our options are, and we need somebody to help guide us because there's not a lot of solutions out there being offered. There's a lot of statistics, but not a lot of solutions. And then another thing is that, you know, Les says that you are more than your circumstances. You are more than your debt. You are more than your job loss. You are more than whatever health challenge you may be going through. And this is not an education you're going to get anywhere else. You're going to get reading, writing, and arithmetic in school, but you're not going to get motivation. You're not going to get possibilities. You're not going to get how to overcome massive challenges in your life. What this $150 pledge that you're giving to this wonderful station is giving you the 6 CD set. That's great because it's phenomenal and you're hearing it here on the station. But you're getting weekly coaching calls with Les live and in person for 3 months. You're not going to get that for $150 anywhere. I don't care if you coach with your mother. I mean, my mother don't charge me. 818-95-KPFK. And then, now that only, that 3 months of weekly calls with Les, then at the, in the middle of that is a 1-day full training called It's Not Over Till You Win. And this will bring about networking, experiences, writing activities, processes that will drill down into your goals and to what you want to create in your life. And he will have people with their experiences and stories talking as well. You will achieve, as Les says, a minimum of 80% of the goals that you come out to achieve on that day and over this 3-month period. So why wouldn't you call? Who are you not to call, basically, in my opinion? 818-985-5735 is the number here. $150 for all of that. I think Les is a giver.
Well, if they go online, I'm doing a training in Canada, and people are paying $5,000 per person.
Oh, my God, $150 is nothing.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely not. You know, one of the things I was thinking about when you were talking, Larry Payton, who's a speaker, Larry was hit by a 12-wheeler flatbed truck. And he was paralyzed. Doctors came in, looked at him and said to him and said to his mother, I'm sorry, but your son will never walk again. And after being on his back for 6 months, he was looking up at the ceiling and he says, like the words fell down to him and says, Larry, unless you fight to get on your feet, you will never walk again. And he started fighting. He started taking all kinds of therapies. He started fighting the negative thoughts in his mind and the words that were spoken to him. And he focused just on walking, just on that. See, if we don't do anything else, the greatest ability right now that we have and the greatest value is to be able to think about what we want and not what we don't want. There's so many distractions out here. To keep thine eyes single, that's a major job right now. And what he focused on everything that he needed to do to walk. Every therapy he could take, every water therapy, all of the various exercises. He did research on other people who were told they would never walk again, and they walked. He wanted to find out what they did. That's the same thing that I did when I was told you have cancer and you have 2 to 3 years to live. I studied everybody. I mean, Lance Armstrong, everybody that I could read who had beat this.
And he's on his bike
yes,
right now.
Absolutely. And so what we have to do, we got to fight. If you want a new life, you got to fight. You want to improve your health, you got to fight. You want to begin to create a different financial situation for yourself, it's not going to be easy. You've got to be willing to fight, and that's what Choosing Your Future will do. That's what the coaching will do. It will bring out the fighter in you. That's what the seminar will do. It will empower you and connect you with your personal power to do more than you can ever begin to imagine.
Can we talk a little bit about miracles? And
yes,
in a way that is not a lofty conversation, but in a reality conversation.
I'm a miracle.
I want to talk about that because some people in their situations in life right now need a miracle.
Well, the thing is, miracles to me is a perfect outworking of the law. When you're in alignment with your words,
what's that?
The perfect outworking of the law of life. When you're in alignment with your thoughts, your words, your feelings, your emotions, and your actions, you create miracles. But if you're just sitting back and praying for things to get better for you, that's not going to happen. But when you are in alignment with that which you're supposed to do, and you're giving all you can, you do all you can, God will do what you can. And you'll begin to accomplish and experience things that eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has entered the heart of mankind what God has in store for you.
Where's that from? That's
my
awesome.
Favorite book.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
So that's part of, I love that you said that about the action that needs
yes,
to happen.
Yes. You got to be in alignment with your thoughts, your words,
your
feelings, and your actions and your relationships, all of those things. There are many people that will never achieve their goals right now because they're saddled with too many toxic, negative, energy-draining relationships. You've got to look at your relationships right now and ask the question, who can I count on, as my son John Leslie, who's a motivational speaker, asked, who should you count on and who should you count out? You can run faster with 100 who want to go than with one around your neck. And there are many people that are dying together rather than living together. They have no relationship with each other. They're just paying the bills. I'm saying that what we have to do is begin to look at ourselves and ask, is this helpful to me, to my spirit, mentally and emotionally and spiritually? Does this feed me or does it drain me? Am I dragging this person along? You can't push spaghetti. You have to pull it, right? So a lot of people are just like spaghetti. You got to ask yourself the question, am I willing to continue to do this? I have a friend of mine wrote a book called Women Who Carry Their Men. And one of the things that she realized that she was carrying her husband, and because he wasn't willing to walk and because he had this limited vision of himself, and he was always fighting her because she saw this other life that she could live and that they could live together as a couple and as a family. But he was fighting her on that. He wanted her to settle for where they were. And she says, no, we can do better than this. And as a result, it was a house divided against itself. And so the energy, the synergy that they needed in order to break through and get to the next level, it takes everything in you, all hands on deck. Everybody's got to be on board together. And so she had to begin to make a strong decision about the possibilities for their life. And finally, he came around and things began to happen for them.
So that's the other thing I wanted to ask people is if they are in a toxic relationship to look at yourself to see if you are the toxin in the relationship, because it's very easy to tell stories about other people and blame other people, but that in and itself is a story.
Without any question.
If you can get off yourself.
Yeah, and you also have to set some standards and say, sometimes you have to train people how to treat you. And decide, hey, wait a minute.
You have to also treat people worth being trained.
Oh,
I mean, you have
yes,
to treat
yes,
people well.
Yes.
All right. 818-985-5735 is the phone number to call. $150 pledge gets you this 6-CD set, weekly coaching calls for 3 months with Les Brown himself, a 1-day training with tons of experiences about writing your goals and activities and processes around those goals, you can bring a friend. Here's some people who have pledged to the station. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call. 818-985-5735. I want to thank Joanna Candler, her $150 pledge, all the way from Santa Barbara. Veronica Jacundi, from Los Angeles, $150 pledge to the station, picked up all this stuff, and the six CD set. So did Thelma Gardner from Lancaster, Judith Everett, also from Santa Barbara, Dina DeCola. All these people are going to be in your seminar.
Well, we're excited about seeing them, and I guarantee you they'll never be the same again. And we're going to have a good time, too. We provide an experience for them that encompasses music and people exploring different actions of themselves, different visions of themselves. I'm reminded of a lady who came through the training. She said, "A friend of mine paid for me to be here. I didn't want to be here. Mm-hmm. And I was angry when I showed up because she didn't tell me anything about it." And she said, "Thank you for saving my life." She said, "I have something I've always wanted to do. And my father told me I couldn't do it. And I now realize because he failed in his dream, he didn't want me. He said, baby, I don't want you to hurt yourself. I don't want you to set yourself up to lose." And so she believed him. And she decided that she was going to live her dream and live life on her terms. A lot of us are living somebody else's dream, living somebody else's mission, living within the context of somebody else's opinion. I have a daughter who said that you have to learn to live beyond the good opinions of others. And in this seminar, people will develop some strategic relationships that can empower them, being around achievement-driven people who want more out of life. And it's hard to find good, positive relationships now where people are not sitting around talking about the problems, but talking about the solutions and how they can recreate themselves.
And especially right now is an amazing time to take advantage of that exact thing, to recreate yourself. If what was what you were doing is no longer there or does not exist any longer with a job or an opportunity, this is the time to recreate yourself. And what a better place to do that than with the support of friends, of motivation, of just a massive support system. I am what you would call a seminar junkie, and I'll tell you why. Mm-hmm. It's because where else can I go in my life where I'm surrounded by 200 to 300 like-minded people all in the same boat moving forward?
Yes.
I mean, I love going to seminars for that reason.
I've been doing it for years. I know that it works. Yeah.
Space.
It's a great space, and it challenges you.
And the conversation inspires and motivates you. I love it. I need that in my life.
We all do. And I tell you, one of the things that has happened to me when I look at myself right now and this challenge that I have a friend I went to the gym with, and I just was amazed at 76. I'm 65. Just turned 65 yesterday. And he was doing these setups, and we got on the treadmill together, and he was moving, and there's a guy that had all this zest and vitality. I said, wait a minute. I said, you are going to challenge me, and because I could do 142 push-ups nonstop, but he was able to outlast me on the treadmill. He had more stamina than I had.
Uh-huh.
And because of him, now I'm doing better. Because of him, I used to walk around 4.5 on the treadmill. Now I got it at 5.6. Because of that relationship, because I said to myself, if he could do that at 76 and I'm 65, I know I could do better than this. So it challenged me not to compete with him, but I knew that I had more in me. And what I realized when I had a coach, physical fitness coach, my coach was able to get more out of me than I could ever get out of myself.
That's true. That is very true.
And so the people that we have, so people that sign up for this program, I'm going to pull some stuff out of them. I just shudder to think, what would have happened to me? Mike Williams, who's been my coach for 39 years, what would have happened to me if I did not meet this person who saw this Les Brown that you now see? I had no idea that this Les Brown, this voice that you now hear, I do a training called Discover Your Power Voice. I did not know this voice existed in me. I did not know that this life that I'm now living was available to me. But this person, this sword, this Virgo, he saw this life. And for years I resisted him. For years I said, not me. For years I thought about the fact that I don't have a college education, and I limited myself and I put myself down. And all I could do is focus on my shortcomings, what I couldn't do rather than what I could do. And as a result of this person, he introduced me to myself that I did not know existed, to live my authentic life.
Yes.
And I believe people that are listening to you, they know there's more to them.
I have created so many incredible ideas in these seminars that have flown and helped thousands of people. And it has been such a blessing for me to get around people that are just in support of you living the best life that you possibly can. And you don't get that going to the gas station, into the market, into the pickup, into that. I mean,
you don't get that sitting in front of a computer screen either.
Right, or the market. Yeah.
Or the television set.
Well, yeah. Exactly.
See, we're not relating to each other more. We need to connect now with each other more than ever before. We need to come together, turn to each other rather than turn on each other. Every time the unemployment goes up 1%, 10,000 women are battered and children are abused.
What's the correlation?
Because of the stress of arguments about trying to make $5 go where $50 should go.
So the whole point is then to
that we have to turn to
jobs.
Each other. We have to create we have to create a new kind of thinking, some new ideas, a new belief system of what's possible for us. We got to look at the future differently. We got to look at ourselves differently. 67% of the jobs in this country within the next 5 years will be permanent part-time jobs with no health benefits. So we need to look at, we got to smell the roses. We got to wake up and smell the coffee. We got to look around and say, wait a minute, what is it I need to do now? This has happened. Now what? So what? And that's what choosing your future does. That's what the coaching does. That's what the seminar does. It's not over till you win. It's help you to stay ahead of the game, to stay ahead of technology, to reinvent yourself, to confront your fears and live your life from your faith rather than from your fears. Fears, false evidence appearing real, faith, finding answers in the heart. Where your heart is, there your treasure is also. Living your authentic life, being the person that you were designed to be. That's what most people want.
I'm so glad you're here.
I'm glad to be here.
This is an awesome space.
And to
Thank
be able
you.
To work and to serve, because I'm here. I'm passionate about this because I know what it's like to be stuck. I know what it's like to feel powerless. I know what it's like not to have money. I know what it's like to park your car at your cousin's house so they would not pick it up. I found out a long time ago to get back on your feet. It's the best three car payments. I know what it's like when I called the police department once when I came outside of my cousin's house. The car was gone. I called and I said, hello, hi. My name is Les Brown. I report that my car was stolen. He said, Mr. Brown, I said, yes. He said, when's the last time you made a car payment? I said, what does that have to do with anything? He said, who do you have your car financed with? I told him. He said, why don't you call them? Well, I knew that they didn't repossess my car because I didn't have my car parked in front of my house. I had it parked in front of my cousin's house. So I called the company, GMAC. I said, hi, this is Les Brown. I hate to bother you, but the police department told me to call you. Somebody stole my car, and I just want to know, did you guys get it? I know they didn't have it. And they said, yes, we have it. I said, how did you find my car over here? He said, your cousin hadn't paid his car payments either. I said, oh, my God. So they took my car, and they took Boo's car, too. Okay, so I know what that's like. They used to turn our phone off, and I would get the phones turned back on in my children's name. Okay. So I mean to tell you, I know what it is to be poor. I used to be so broke, I walked past a bank and tripped the alarm.
I know what that feels like.
You're so poor, the roaches move out. So, you know, y'all already have no food up in here. You about to make us lose our mind up in here. You know, y'all need to get some food around here. I know what that's like. I'll never forget when we were on welfare, when my mother couldn't work at the M&M cafeteria anymore. And so you had to go down and they had spam in a can. They had barbecue spam. We had ball spam. We had fried spam, you know, and we had powdered milk. I don't know if y'all have this in California, but in Florida, we had powdered milk. No matter what you did with it, it never tastes like milk. And we had cheese and we had beans, right? So anyhow, I remember standing in line to get our welfare box. And so some friends said, hey, Les, I don't know y'all on welfare too. I said, oh, no, we're not. I'm getting this for our neighbors, Miss Catherine. You know, I don't want to admit that we need is the welfare. But we all have been there.
Yes, yes.
And it's called life, and you have to deal with it. I have a saying on the
and
fact
pull
that
yourself out of
yes,
it.
We, on one of the motivational discs here with choosing a future. When life knocks you down, try and land on your back, because if you could look up, you could get up.
That works for you. Absolutely. 818-985-KPFK is the phone. You're going to see you're having a good time with Les. This is what you'll get to hear every week. Every single week you'll be on a coaching call with Les Brown for 3 months. And then you get to do a one-day seminar where you get to, I mean, not only bring yourself, bring a friend, experience. I mean, this is just for $150. And the CD set is just nominal at that point. 818-985-KPFK. You know, the CD set is great, though. It is absolutely motivational, inspiring, something that I listen to with my daughter in the back seat. I just
it is
get in
very
the car
important
and it's
for
on.
Kids. And I encourage people, if you have children, I can say the same thing to your children that you say and make a greater impact because they don't know me. Familiarity breeds contempt.
Right.
And let me tell you about Kim Watt. She's out of Detroit. She plays the Choosing a Future all the time. And one of the things I talk about in there that you got to be hungry for your goals. And so her daughter was told her that she wanted to eat. And she said, you can't. And she said, but Les Brown said, you got to be hungry. She said, I'm hungry. And so she had no idea that her daughter was 5 years old, was listening to the tapes and was impacting her mind and her attitude. And kids who listen to this, they do better academically. They resist negative peer pressure. They learn to stand up inside themselves.
Wow.
And they learn the value of making decisions based upon who they are as opposed to who their friends want them to be. And it helps to help them to see themselves in the future. If you don't have a vision of how you see yourself in the future, you would look like, act like, and dress like a misfit. It will show up in your attitude mm-hmm. and your behavior.
And school is not easy for adolescents. I mean, there is
it's challenging.
It is an enormous amount of pressure out there. The more you know who you are, the more confidence that you can gain and learn. You didn't even have to get it as a kid. If you can get it now, that'll do. Then you can stand up against this peer pressure because you know in your heart what is right.
Yes.
All right, 818-985-5735. We're going to play one more track from the Choosing Your Future CD set that is Les Brown. He is giving so much more away here. I want to keep the phone lines ringing while we're on while you're listening to this track. The number is 818-985-KPFK. You'll pick up the CD set, weekly coaching calls with the Les. And that is only for $150. That's it. All right, here's Les Brown in Choosing Your Future.
If you find yourself being fearful, feel that fear and acknowledge it. And then say, oh, okay, I'm scared. Yeah. I had to do that the other day. I had to speak to an AT&T group, rough group in New York. And I was listening to them in there. And they talked all through the other guy's presentation. And my shoulders start getting tight. I'm walking backstage like this, loosening up. They thought I was going to come in and slug somebody. I say, yeah, Les, okay, I feel this tension here. Hey, they're just another bunch of human beings up in here. You Mamie's boy, what are you scared of? Loosen up. They ain't seen nothing till you come in there. Your time, they belong to you. Claim them. That we've got to get in a certain kind of state of mind and consciousness. That as you look toward where you want to go and what you want to produce in your life, you have a different kind of walk. You're no longer walking around like this. Have a different kind of walk. Your conversation is different. People will know something has happened to you and you don't have to say it. And we've all seen people whose lives changed and they didn't tell us, but we looked at them and we knew that something was different. You couldn't exactly put your hands on it, but something was different. There was something about the way they smiled or the way they walked or when they spoke and the speaking of their words. You knew, you felt it. You sensed that this person had changed. And that's what you want to send off. You don't have to go out and make any announcements, but when you know who you truly are, in spite of your circumstances, you can lose your job. You can lose your family. You can make mistake after mistake after mistake. You can lose your money. But you won't lose your spirit. People cannot believe in you. They can laugh at you. They can say you can't come back, lose your home, lose your car, everything. But you won't lose one truth, one redeeming truth that can keep you in the game. And that is that there's something in you that's greater than what you are now going through. And that you are not going to become hypnotized by it. That's what happened to most people. They focus on their problems. Like a deer, when a car is coming at a deer, when he looks in the light, the headlights hypnotize him. And he gets run over. But if the deer would just look away, it will break the spell. And he can move out of the way. A snake watches a bird and sneaks up. And with an enchanting, engaging look, capture that bird's attention. And if the bird would just look away and leave, it could perhaps live. But it just keeps on looking at the snake. As the snake gets closer and closer and closer, and then grabs the bird and literally eat the bird alive. And many of us are eaten up alive by life. Because when things happen, we spend time looking at it and looking at it and talking about it and whining about it. And anybody that will listen, we tell them about it and thinking about it and consume with it. And it keeps on multiplying and reproducing itself in our life experience. No, no, no. Break the spell. No, no. Doesn't matter what has happened. What do you want to happen? What is it you want to create in your life experience? What do you want to do now with the time that you have left? No, no, no. It doesn't matter what happened over here. That's history now. Doesn't matter what people think. That has nothing to do with you. Here's what matters. Where do you want to go? What do you want to do now? Okay, here you are. This is your life. What is it going to be? You know what most people do, ladies and gentlemen, why they don't reach their goals? Larry D'Angelo touched on this when we were working on developing the presentation. Said most people disqualify themselves from the race of life before they get started because they see themselves as less than who they really are. We disqualify ourselves. How do you keep yourself focused and break that hypnotic spell? That's the purpose of the Mastermind Goal Achievers Journal. That's why you must write every available tool that you can bring into bear. Write things down. Monitor what your thoughts are, what you're feeling, what you're experiencing, what you're going through each day, staying on top of you. Have pictures to reinforce this thought, this vision that you have in your mind of where you want to go and what you want to do. You have to reinforce it with something visual sometimes. As you talk about it, don't just talk about it casually, but feel it. Look at your goal. See yourself there. Experience the applause. Experience the feeling of achieving the goal, of making the decision, or overcoming the challenge, or kicking the addiction, or reclaiming your life, or having your own business. Experience the glory, how you feel inside, when you can say, I did it. See that happening. You're dreaming that, you're seeing that, you're experiencing that. No one else can see that but you. When you see it, as you walk through life each day, people will begin to see it through your eyes. They'll know that you're on to something here. You're going someplace. You've tapped into something. Your body language, your conversation, the whole feel, the electronic feel around you. People want to deal with you. You will attract other people just like you. When you go to that level, there are people who would want to deal with you just because of who you are. The universe will send you supporters just because you believe.
Just because you believe. That is Les Brown, who is on the CD set called Choosing Your Future. And we have 5 minutes left in the Aware Show. Call us right now, 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. We have 4 minutes left in the show. I want to see how many spaces we have. We have 10 spaces left in this entire incredible pack that Les has put together, a 6-CD set, weekly coaching calls for 3 months. Every single week, you get on the phone with Les weekly group coaching calls, and then a one-day training where you get to bring a friend. It's called It's Not Over Until You Win, with the experiences of what you're going to need to create whatever it is you want to create in your life. There are only, I need the last 10 people to get in on this, 818-985-5735. $150 pledge for all of that is, it's not matchable. So 10 spaces left. Les is on with us for 3 more minutes. Give us a call, 818-985-KPFK. If you're stuck, if you're in a rut, if you've been laid off, if you have an illness, if you're challenged with your relationships, there is no reason not to come to this lecture and to be a part of these coaching calls and to get these CDs. They're for your whole family and for all of... Copy them, give them your friends. 818-985-KPFK. There's only 10 spots left in this pack, I'm going to call it. So get in on it right now. It's over when the Aware Show is over in this hour. This is Lisa Garr. You're listening to KPFK. This is the Aware Show. My guest is Les Brown. Give us 5 more phone calls here, folks. 818-985-5735. 5 more phone calls light up right now, and that'll take us to the end of this. Les, thank you so much.
Well, I want to thank you and for you and the station make it possible for me to be able to live my dream. I've had, as you know, 3 major heart procedures in the last 90 days and really less than 60 days. And I believe that to me, it's about living life full and dying empty and giving and doing what you can. I'm who I am because a lot of people believed in me, strangers who believed in me when I did not believe in myself and helped me. And this is about this whole package, this empowerment package is about who you are, not where you are. See, whatever you focus on the longest becomes the strongest. So the choosing your future, the coaching, and the seminar focuses on you, the truth about who you are to help you live your authentic life. And this is not for everybody. This is for people who are ready to live their dreams. This is for people who are ready to live the life they were designed to live. This is for people who want to feel a sense of fulfillment and well-being and who want to be connected with their personal power. They've been giving all their best and just things just does not seem to work out. This is for that person. I've been in that position. I know about that. And this is for this person to just say, you know what? There's got to be more. There's got to be more than working myself so drained and dry that I can't even lift my head. I can't even enjoy myself. I'm not even living anymore. I'm just surviving. See, what it takes to live and what it takes to survive, those are 2 different things. And we're going to teach people how to design their lives proactively on purpose so they can begin to live this life they've always dreamed about.
Yes, definitely. This is not for everyone. This is only for the people who are willing to do the work to live their life to the
fullest. And I'm going to show them how to succeed where other people fail. I know about this. I've had enough failures and disappointments.
Well, listen, this is the Aware Show Empowerment Pack. It's a $150 pledge. You get a 6 CD set, weekly coaching group calls with Les, and a one-day training that you can bring a friend to. It is an amazing, amazing opportunity. 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. This is Lisa Garr. You've been listening to the Aware Show on KPFK. Thank you so much, Les Brown.
Thank you. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy. I got to pay tribute to my mother.
Of course you do. And thank you, D'Angelo Vordoff, Tanya Jenkins, Gina Salvati, and to all of you, the listeners, thank you so much for being who you are and showing up. And while I'm committed to bringing you the clearest information possible, in the end, I always encourage you to listen to your own truth each and every day. Until next time, I invite you to stay aware.